Simen Kuf Lamed Hey. It's the dinim of Yeshiva Sukkah. The Torah says, "Besukas Teshvu Shivas Yamim Darshan Teshvu Ke'en Teduru," that you have to live in your sukkah the way that you live in your home the rest of the year. That means bringing in nice furniture into the sukkah, eating, drinking, sleeping in the sukkah, spending time in the sukkah, learning in the sukkah, davening in the sukkah if you are not going to be davening with Sibur. Also, we learn from that pasuk. We darshan, the pasuk says, "Leman yedu darisechem ki v'sukkas ha'shatis b'nei Yisrael b'yitziyah Yisrael meretz Yitzrayim," that there's a special kavana that we don't have very often in the Torah, that you're supposed to have kavana, that you're sitting in the sukkah, because this is zecher to what happened when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. Now, what happened when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim? So that's a machlekes. There are those that say sukkah is zecher l'anani akavid. There are others who say that sukkah means sukkah mamish. And the reason that we have sukkahs after the summer rather than in the spring, like we have Pesach, is that it should be nicker that we're doing it as a zecher and not just moving out of the house, which is when everybody goes into the gazebos. People do that in the spring anyway, so we wait until after the summer. The sukkah is supposed to be kept mechubedik. That means that you shouldn't have any kind of pots or kitchen aids or any kind of things like that in the sukkah. Your working tools, dirty dishes should not be in the sukkah. You're allowed to rinse out a cup, but you can't wash dishes there. A nair of cheres, which gets yicky, so that shouldn't be left in the sukkah either. Certainly you shouldn't have an outhouse in the sukkah. What's it called? These things in general, they don't passel the sukkah, but you shouldn't make a bracha leshiva sukkah when you have dirty things in the sukkah. All right. The first night of sukkahs, the achila is absolute chiyuv. So, and that has nothing to do with yeshiva sukkah. That's a special din of tezvav, that you have to eat a kezias in the sukkah. So, even if a person is mitztayer and he can't make a leshay basukkah, he still has to eat that challah in the sukkah. That's no geya when it's raining. So if it's raining, so you should first wait. If you think it's going to pass, you can wait even 2 or 3 hours until it's too late already. If it's clear that it's not, and what's it called? Once you did wait, if you can go into the sukkah, so then you make your kiddush with your shachianu and everything at that point. If it's clear that it's not going to happen, so then you go into the sukkah, you make your kiddush with the shachianu and everything in the rain. Yeah, you eat a kezias in the sukkah in the rain, and then you go inside. If it stops before benching, so then you should go into the sukkah and eat a yesu mikabetza, which is suas keva, of pas, and bench in the sukkah. If that doesn't happen and you benched inside already and then it stops, so you should go again, wash, go into the sukkah, eat a yesu mikabetza of pas afterwards, and then bench. Okay, if your friend's sukkah is dry and yours is not, so then you should go to your friend's sukkah rather than eating in your wet sukkah. That's a better option. Okay, the second night is the same thing as the first night, but there are a couple of exceptions. Number one is if the person sees that it's not going to stop, so then you don't have to make the kiddush in the sukkah. You just make the kiddush in the house, and then if you have an opportunity afterwards, then you go into the sukkah. In that situation, so if you didn't eat the kezias in the sukkah at all, so then what you should do is before you bench, so you should go in and eat a kezias outside of the house in the sukkah, even while it's still raining. All right, that's as far as the first two nights. All right, the halacha is that you're supposed to eat as quickly as possible. Zrizim makdim l'mitzvah. As soon as you get home from shul, immediately you go into the sukkah without dilly dallying. You should make sure that you don't go early, because if you go early, so then you can't make the lay shave. And when you make the lay shave basukkah the first night, you should have sleeping in mind and all other things you're not going to make a bracha on. When you make the shehechianu the first night before leishev, because the shehechianu is on the sukkah itself, and then afterwards the leishev, from then on, so it's the leishev, or from the next day really, the second day, the next day it's the leishev, and then afterwards the shehechianu, which is on the yom. All right. If you have a lot of people making kiddush together in a sukkah, so you have a problem of shrei kol mishtamay, if everybody's trying to make kiddush together. So it's better if either one person is going to be motzi everybody, or if you don't want to do that, so then everybody should do it one after the other, so that you don't run into problems. In a situation where everybody did make it together, or whatever, it's not ideal. A person definitely should not answer amen before he's drunk from his own coast, because then he's going to be mafsik on his very priya gefen. All right, the rest of the nights there's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. If a person does want to eat achilas kva, which is more than a kibetza, so he has to eat in the sukkah. That's only though if it's pas or a dagon, right? Grains, which is maisa kadera or cake or whatever that he has to eat in the sukkah. But peris, meat, wine, if you're not being koveya suda, that can be inside. If you are being koveya suda, then it has to be eaten in the sukkah, but you can't make a leishev. And it's best to potter it with something else. People who are machmer will eat absolutely everything in the sukkah. Even mayim, they'll make sure that they don't eat anything outside of the sukkah. Or one more halacha is that as far as sleeping, even a shena sarai, really chayiv in the sukkah. He talks about in Hungary that a lot of people did not sleep in the sukkah. He calls them people who are looking for kulas and looking for heterim. And he says that Yerushalayim should definitely sleep in the sukkah by making sure that his sukkah is insulated and protected enough that, you know, that you can sleep there on a somewhat normal basis or whatever. And nowadays, we've become more finicky on everything, so it's hard to gauge exactly. But on the other hand, you can arrange the situation more easily also than it's possible to sleep in the sukkah. But he definitely comes down, Yerushalayim should be sleeping in the sukkah, even in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, it goes without question.